RAE, Argentina to the World, presents The New Musical Movement. To talk about music and poetry of social content is to talk of the New Musical Movement, an artistic, refreshing proposal of our folklore born at the beginning of the 60s. And to talk about the beginning of this movement, we must resort to Guaymallén, a locality of the province of Mendoza at the foot of the Andes, birthplace of two of the founders of the proposal, dressed by the powerful and unmistaken voice of Mercedes Sosa. We talk of poet Armando Tejada Gómez and musician Oscar Matus. They were both born of humble homes. Both had to replace school for jobs on the streets, wandering through bars where they got to know the popular music.
En invierno se iban a la puerta de los boliches que no los dejaban pasar.
Oscar Matus learned to play the guitar by watching others do so, says Paula, one of Tejada Gómez's daughters. A friend from childhood remembers that both boys slept under a bridge so as to be the first to pick up the newspapers at the doors of the printing premises. Both became eager learners of music, politics, and culture in general. During the 50s, both boys, already united by the music, finally met each other at the broadcast station, summoned by musician Tito Francia.
Tito Francia y Tejada Gómez, Matus, testimonial.
Tito Francia, Tejada Gómez, Oscar Matus had always agreed that their meeting place was the radio, a very important place to promote music, since music was played live, and Tito Francia accompanied a folklore band in the morning and had a program on academic music in the evening at night. He even had a jazz band. Musical genders were quite different, and that contributed with the training of musicians and with the proposal of the new musical movement that defended the idea that nothing is fixed or stable. Everything changes.
Por el Guaymallén, el duende del agua va llevando una flor de greda y de sol que despertará en el riego la voz vegetal del huarpe que está dormido en su paz mineral. Se va tu caudal por el valle labrador y al amanecer salí a padecer la pena del surco ajeno. Verano y rigor padece sol a sol la sombra del vendimiador. Morada samba del viejo, el agua te cantará cuando ande en la voz del vino cantor la vendimia de mi pueblo. Y suba un rumor y hace que hay canción por el rumbo agrario del sol. Canal fundador, tonada del totoral, la luna rural y ha visto regar el sueño de mis abuelos. Y luego entonar con el regador el vino sufrido del peón. Solar, regador, algún día bajarás trayendo en tu voz de menta y cedrón tonadas del vino nuevo. Y entonces te irás conmigo a cantar mogollos de amor y de paz. Morada samba del riego, el agua te cantará cuando ande en la voz del vino cantor la vendimia de mi pueblo. Y suba un rumor de acerque canción por el rumbo agrario del sol.
With a clear idea about the sort of music and poetry they wanted and with their own repertoire, Armando Tejada Gómez and Oscar Matus started touring the country. In the province of Tucumán, they met singer Mercedes Sosa, who would become their foremost promoter and who was already a professional singer and had a single recorded, although she was not very popular yet. Oscar Matus and Mercedes Sosa got married, and in 1957, they settled in Mendoza.
Mi canción es un libro que se escribe en el viento.
Tejada Gómez said, "My song is a book written in the wind, an indelible print, the people's guitar. Everybody can sing it and take it far away. I know that on its way back, it will bring new sounds." In Mendoza, in 1963, accompanied by other artists, Francia, Gómez, Matus, and Sosa revealed the founding document of the new musical movement, portraying something quite different from the already known native music. Musician Jorge Marziali highlights the basics of the manifesto.
Lo que uno notaba era que el hombre pasaba a ser el protagonista fundamental.
Man, woman, and labor became the stars of the songs. The core was now human activity. The landscape was set aside, just an ingredient.
Zambita, para que cante los humildes de mis pagos, si hay que esperar la esperanza. Más vale esperar cantando, si hay que esperar la esperanza. Más vale esperar cantando, nacida de los boliches, donde el grito alza su llama, su canción de largas lunas, sabe la siembra y el agua. Su canción de largas lunas sabe la siembra y el agua, como un canto de la tierra. Hay que cantar esta zamba, hermana de los humildes, sembradores de esperanza, alzada raíz de sangre del fondo de la guitarra. Hasta mirarse la pena, la cara hundida en el pecho, hasta mirarse la pena, un corazón de camino, desde su canto regresa a despertar el destino que el pueblo en su pecho lleva, a despertar el destino. El pueblo en su pecho lleva como un canto de la tierra. Hay que cantar esta samba, hermana de los humildes, sembradores de esperanza, alzada raíz de sangre del fondo de la guitarra.
The proposal relied on the excellent and impressive voice of Mercedes Sosa. The movement immediately received the adhesion of other musicians giving their first step in the field, such as César Isela and Víctor Heredia. Mercedes Sosa's role in the sweeping success of the new musical movement was unanimous. Her voice took the new repertoire beyond the frontiers of Mendoza, the country and the continent. Writer Rodolfo Bracelli says,
"No sé si el nuevo cancionero hubiera llegado a donde llegó."
I wonder whether the new movement would have been so successful had it not been for Mercedes Sosa's voice. She was one of the pillars for the new repertoire to gain popularity in America, Europe, and the world. The icons of the new movement were joined first by the Chileans and later by the Uruguayans, the Cubans, and the rest. The late years of the 1960s and a good part of the following decade were expressly painful for our country and other countries in Latin America due to the bloody military dictatorships that ruled over them. Popular musicians were censored, pursued, and sent in exile. Yet, the musical proposal that incorporated the man in its social dimension and from a Latin American perspective continued being in force and still present in the so-called New Latin American Song. The new musical movement was flying with the wind. Years later, César Isela recalled.
A nosotros nos fue muy mal. Con Armando salíamos y no sabíamos cuándo volver. O iba preso
Armando. Everything was wrong. With Armando Tejada Gómez, we never knew whether we could come back or not. I was kidnapped during the World Cup 1978, and when released, I had to go on exile with my family. To Mercedes Sosa's house. She was already in exile in Spain. We were called communists, and they said these communists, they'd rather leave the country. Mercedes Sosa rescued us all, because she was highly respected there and in the rest of the world, and her extraordinary voice opened all the world's frontiers. César Isela and Armando Tejada Gómez authored A Song for All, presented in 1969. The composition, recorded shortly afterwards by Mercedes Sosa, became a kind of Latin American anthem in some countries of the region as an anonymous song. A full merit when we talk of a popular song.
Salgo a caminar por la cintura cósmica del sur, piso en la región más vegetal del viento y de la luz. Siento al caminar toda la piel de América en mi piel, y anda en mi sangre un río que libera en mi voz su caudal. Sol de Alto Perú, rostro Bolivia estaño y soledad, un verde Brasil besa mi Chile, cobre y mineral. Estuvo desde el sur hacia la entraña América y total, pura raíz de un grito destinado a crecer y a estallar. Todas las voces, todas, todas las manos, todas, toda la sangre puede ser canción en el viento.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented The New Musical Movement. Production, Julieta Galván. Technical Operation, Diego Rosato. Edition, Julián Carballo. Your host, Miriam Turcula.